Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. What a week I had. I can't sit here and tell you about my week. You would not understand it. So much is happened in this 1 week. I'm going to tell you, I got a chance to go to see the Chicago Cubs play on yesterday. My daughter and my grandson took me and my wife there, and we just had the time of our life. It was like the old times again, Chicago baseball, Pinckney at the baseball game. Oh, it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience. I couldn't tell you how happy I was. I didn't get home until 3 a.m., but it was, and then I had to do church, make sure we get out, we got to do church, okay? And okay, we come in at 5 o'clock in the morning. We got to make sure we have our church. Anyhow, it was such a wonderful experience. We were right there, right on the field, and that was huge. That was huge. But I'll get back on that and give you some more details about that because it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience and got a chance to be with my daughter almost like old times again. And my grandson, he wants to be a great athlete and stuff like that. So we're going to concentrate. But I want to talk about today a vicious, cowardly attack by a guy by the name of Trenton Bourne, who is vice president of the Benton Harbor Area School Board. See, I knew once they elected him, because nobody want to run. Matter of fact, nobody want to do anything down here. They don't want to do nothing. And then when they get in here, somehow the system itself takes over. Anybody who would vote for a guy like this got to be sick. Something got to be mentally wrong with them, knowing that he has no knowledge, no wisdom, and his character. See, that's the thing. There's nothing worse than, this guy going to attack an 80-year-old lady. First, he went to her garden and confronted her. Thank God that the pastor's wife was there. And he observed all of this. He saw all of it. And if she probably wasn't there, this guy would have probably attacked her physically. You see, because that's all he do. He attacked women. The city commissioner Ethel Clark Griffin, he attacked her, but she's the wrong one for him to attack. You see, she wasn't gonna hold that scumbag up. She had no intention of holding that scumbag up, and he ran up the cover. And then what he tried to do, he go try to make a police report because he's one of them. He's part of that system that's trying to hold black folks down. That's what he's part of, and they're paying him to do exactly what they do, probably undercover through grants, through different things. But they're giving them dollars and stuff like that to do things and to neutralize the progress that black folks is making inside the city. So this guy, he called himself, it sounded like to me he had boo-boos on himself or something, knowing that what he was doing was wrong, you see. And it all started for the she had nothing to do with the recall of him. There have been about 8 recalls on him, but they're not going to get a recall on him because he's part of the system. And the clerk, Sharon Tyler, what she's doing, she's committing election fraud. That's what she's doing. They're working together against black people, you see. And that's the problem. There's been more than 5 or 6 recalls on this guy, And they're claiming, you know, they don't even see the clerk don't know her job. Somebody should hit her with a charge of election fraud. You see, her and that school board, the Zippo, they're working together against black folks. Because they allow this guy, Trent Bourne. Wow, you know, I'm just thank God that, you know, I didn't walk up on him when he was in that garden. I just, you know, thank God. I'm thanking God. You see, especially a jerk like that going to attack an 80-year-old woman and a female. Not only did he do it at the garden, this lowlife scumbag, and I mean a scumbag. If you saw him, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Those that know him know what I'm talking about. But at the school board meeting, it's recorded what he said. And if he was saying to her that he got a gun and he would use it on her, then we got a major problem. Not one school board member opened their mouth. And you're going to send your children? You're going to send your children to Benton Harbor Area School with this type of school board? Then you just as sick as he is. You just as sick as Trenton Bourne is. Because it doesn't make any sense at all. But you send your child to, we're talking about violence inside the school. Here you got a school board member talking about he got a gun. I don't know what he meant, that he had the gun on him or whatever. I don't really care because I'll make him eat that gun. I'll make him eat it. He will eat it. He just better have enough salt and pepper. You know, he just better have enough salt and pepper to go with that. A gun, he told me he can't. How do you disrespect your elders and not one person on that school board said a mumbling word? How do you do it? Black folks, we're so low right now that it just doesn't make no sense. I remember if you ever raise up against a senior citizen, people all in the neighborhood, will stand up. This is a community that is almost sickening. It's sickening. And when I talk to people from other people, nobody can believe it. See, the only thing that got me, we're trying to keep gun violence away from our children. And here this guy, he's the vice president of the school board, you know, and he's saying that he got a gun and he would use it on a senior citizen. And not one member of that school board said a mumbling word. Not one. Not one. And you call yourself gonna have them. Hey, I'm saying this. You know, when you're dealing with us, you could not let that noose that's around their neck, and you can't take that noose off their neck, because what they're doing, what they're saying, is not for you. They have bought into this system. Once you buy into the system, your job is to destroy black folks. You see, anytime you think the system is right, anytime that you think the system is for you, anytime that you think the system is designed for you, then you the one has the problem. You have a problem. Because this system is not made for black people. It's made to destroy you. And that's exactly what they're doing. When I was on the Pierre Morgan show, he said, why are black people killing other black people? And I had a one-word answer for him. Slavery. Slavery is responsible for some of this mess that we in. We got these boot licking, buck dancing people. See, this guy Trent Bourne, he's been robbed of himself. He don't even know who he is. He's lost. And you gonna let someone like that be over your children? Take all your children out of this school district. Take every last one of them until they clean it up. Send your child somewhere else. If you love your child, you will not allow a person like Clinton Bourne to be over your children. That's an insult. That's an insult. And we allowing people to be over our children that we don't know nothing about. Straight up sell out. And you think it's all right. It's not all right. It's not all right to attack a senior citizen. And especially a female. She didn't have to be a senior citizen. She was the title of a female. And this supposed to be man who has lost his identity going to attack her. And nobody says nothing, even inside the community. That's enough to make me mad. But I will. I'm going to deal with him. I just thank God that I didn't walk up on him when he would call himself attacking her. I'm just thanking God that she didn't call me. Because I believe me, it wouldn't have, if he had a gun, he was gonna eat that gun that day. I would bring the salt and pepper for him. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. What type of world do we live in, where we allow people to attack our senior citizens and think it's all right? What type of world do we live in, and we allow stuff like this? See, we have lost our identity. You know, we have lost our identity. You know, we're no longer that powerful group. At one time, we were well organized and together, you see. And we treasured our seniors and our children. We no longer treasure our seniors and our children. You see, it's all about us. If it ain't about you, you ain't gonna be involved with it. If it's about your children, you're not gonna be involved with it. You're not gonna be in nothing except if it's about you. If it's about you, then you will participate. And I tell you, I appreciate all the people who wrote letters condemning Trent Bourne. And of his vicious attack. All the people in the community wrote letters, letters in my mailbox and everything in reference to him and what is being done. And they're really echoing my conversation. So I always say that we are a group of people. For over 450 years, we was tortured. We was tortured. Tortured. We was abused on every level. They went to church at 11 o'clock on Sunday. Every Sunday they went to church. They didn't miss no church. They could see, these are what you call true Christians. They go to church at 11 o'clock. They get out at 1 o'clock. Then they go look for a black man to hang in front of their children, their wife and children. They would eat dinner. And here's one case where they hung this black man, cut off his penis. His wife was pregnant, cut the baby out of the woman's womb, then stumped the baby till the baby was dead. Then the other little girl raped the little girl and hung her too. And that's why they don't want nobody talking about critical race theory. They don't want nobody to know how horrible they are. See, they trying to make black folks the bad people now. You know, all the shooting and stuff. But the white folks shooting and killing too. It ain't, I mean, I'm not going tit for tat. Now, don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, but they don't publicize it like they do all over the world. Even some people on my show, we say, well, how come, people from France, how come black people killing each other and stuff like that? And I just give them one answer, slavery. Slavery. These white devils still got us in slavery. That's where we at. They got us right in this slavery situation, you know. And any time you've been enslaved and been mistreated like black folks, stuff is embedded in you for generation after generation after generation. That is what happened. You see, they don't understand black folks. They don't get it yet. They don't understand how bad things are. It's bad. Look, here's something. You can't even go here and get police protection. You can't do it. It's not going to happen because Whirlpool Corporation don't want you to be safe here. They want you to pack up and get out of here. They want you away from this area as fast as you can get away from here. That's their plan. They write off maybe about $20 million they claim that they gave to the city. They give them a little tidbit so they can write out big stuff. Because these people, there's no check and balance system here. They don't have the knowledge and the wisdom, you know. All they want to do is kiss up the whirlpool. And anytime you're kissing up to an evil, evil, wicked empire like this, then this is what you get. You get this. You get this. And they, you know what? The sad part about all this is that when they were hanging black folks, now, see, you got to remember this word Christian because the one that was doing this was actually Christians. And like I said, they went to church. They went to church at 11 a.m. on the dot, and they was on time, too. Most of them was. They was on time. And then at 1 o'clock, they was on time because they had already cooked their dinner the night before so they can have their dinner while they watching someone hang a black man. Claiming only 3,000 blacks. That's the biggest lie you ever want to hear. Thousands and thousands and thousands of black people was home. And I cannot forget how they raped not only the women, they raped them, and the men. They raped the men and the children, the whole family. But this is what they used to do. This is what these evil people used to do. I'm going to read this. It said, buck break. The process where a black man was routinely raped by a gay slave owner. Did you know that during slavery in the United States, gay white slaveholders would buy men slaves to engage in forced homosexual sexual acts? The buck was made, the buck male, child, wife, friend were required to watch from the front row center, so he too could witness his father, his husband, her husband's sexual demise, humiliation. The slave master would savagely sodomize the buck, the black man. Buck breaking was the slave master's very effective tool to keep all the young black slaves from ever being defiant and taking revenge. Buck breaking or buck busting is used by the far right to refer to sexual abuse of black male slaves by the white male master. See, buck breaking refers to the act of sexual abuse black slaves of the men publicly in front of the wife, children, and their friends. You see, but it's another form of what they call buck breaking. See, when a police officer shoot and kill a black man and does not go to jail or anything, that tells other black folks. That tells other black folks that if they kill you, nothing is going to be done about it. And it's been proven over and over and over again. That's what they call buck breaking. They call that buck breaking because what it is, it intimidates you. Even when I was arrested, that was buck breaking. You know, the first time I was arrested here, I was, you know, I had over maybe 500 stand up. When we have a march, we have a major march. But when they arrested me for no reason, that was buck breaking. It showed that even Pinckney could get arrested. And it scared people. Then they used the media. The Herald Player is the only newspaper in the history of this country that don't have journalists. They have what they call staff writers. They're not qualified to be journalists. They're only qualified to be staff writers. They have no knowledge. They have no skills. They have no nothing. And what they do, they try to plant anything that's bad about black folks here in the city of Benton Harbor, which is also part of buck breaking. You see, you use the media to intimidate the community, and you give them, they don't want most black people, but I don't mind, because even bad publicity is better than no publicity. You see, they tried bad publicity, and it didn't work. It made me a hero. They tried it. They tried bad publicity, and it made me a hero. They didn't try good publicity, because that would be right up, that would even be worse for them. But I want to say to everybody before I bring in my first guest, protect your senior citizens, female. If the men can most, even as they may be seniors, but they can still protect themselves, most of them. And then you got women who can protect themselves too. I think in a fist fight, Emma Kanata, Ted Trin Boyne up. I think she could spank that booty. Emma Kanata, the only thing she got going against her, she's 80 years old, but she's a tough cookie. She's nobody that you're going to run up on, and because I know anything that she can handle, she's going to call me. And most likely, I'll figure out a way to handle whatever it is. So it's important that we understand exactly what is going on around us, because, you know, we're dealing with a monster, you know, and we have to do all the things that we're supposed to do to make this happen. We can't sit around and just do nothing like we normally do. It's not all right what's going on, but we have to show up and show out. Trin Boyne, I know that a police report was made, and I know they're not going to do anything. Oh, because you know, going to the police here is like, you know, talking to the wall. They're not going to do anything because they're all part of that system that's against black folks. So I'm telling you this right now: don't mess with Emma Kanata. Emma Trin Boyne. With Emma Kanata. And I hope and pray that I don't ever walk up on you and you challenging this woman or any woman after Clark Griffin. But she can handle herself. She don't really need me. But she can handle the situation. Because you ran up on the right person when you ran up on Elsa. Because Elsa didn't hold you up. She ain't going to hold you up. She going to do all the things that need to be done, which is very, very, very important. But look, what I'm going to do, I'm going to move on and bring in my first guest, Marcina Cole. And what we're going to do is this. We're going to just try to stay focused on the big picture, and let's make things out. Let's protect our senior citizens, especially women. Let's don't let none of these folks do what they do to hurt a senior citizen, regardless what it is. We have to protect our senior citizens. And those of you who have children in the Benton Harbor Area School, I have one suggestion to you. Remove your children. You know, even if you have to take them other places, remove your children from the Benton Harbor Area School for the simple reason, anytime you have a Trenton boy who they voted as a vice president, because they didn't have nobody else. See, they worked as he got four people who actually working with the system to destroy your children. Now, I don't have anything to say about the new superintendent if they're elected. I don't have nothing to say, but stay tuned. Stay tuned. On that note, my good friend, the one and only, Marcina Cole.
Marcina. Hey, Marcina. How you doing?
Hey, young lady, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, still fast.
And I know you are. Look, you're a real warrior, you know. You know, if this guy, your friend and boy, would have ran up on you, I know what you would have put. You would have put his lights out.
Ain't you know, we got to do because they fighting against us, and they think we just going to roll over like a dog and just play dead. But we can't continuously have these white supremacists and these coons out here attacking us and disrespecting our people, our women, senior citizens, our children. We must stand together and not supposed to be fighting against us and go with the other side. How can these black folks out here being concerned about white supremacists and what they deal with? You know, one lady, she was on Facebook talking about she was upset. Folks was laughing about that situation happened with the submarine that looked like it was built with a Lego block, and unfortunately, those people died. They paid over $200,000 per person, which five of them, and she said people was laughing, and she said, I dare you post anything negative about them. So we always have in our mind that, you know, it's, some of us do, you know, that slavery mentality and say when anything happened to white folks or they're sick or dead, and then the slave will say, well, master, we sick, master. You know, they go on and be concerned about them. So we're dealing with a whole lot going on with the separation with black folks, their culture, their love for their own people. They're more concerned about white supremacy, which continues in this country. And you did speak about gun violence, which, you know, in this country has escalated during the pandemic, still going on, you know, in our community. You kind of hit on about what's happening where blacks killing blacks. And I know we have mass shootings in this country, assault weapons we're still talking about in the government about banning the assault weapons. I mean, those assault weapons are there, AR-15s, AK-47s, there to kill multiple folks. So you have these mass shootings that have continued because you don't want to take that toy white man to kill folks, you know, and not get killed by law enforcement. They do what they want to do. They kill children. They kill men and women and children, you know, or whatever. It doesn't, you know, what they do, they want the assault weapons, and they don't want them to be banned. We don't have safe gun laws going on, criminal background checks that we need, and definitely, you know, have these weapons to be banned. And look, everybody, your mama has a weapon. But it's just unfortunate that we don't have any prevention that's in place. So, you know, recently we had in Baltimore, Maryland, where it was a block party. I remember we used to have an organized block party for years. And, you know, we didn't have any violence when we got together as a community. But recently in Baltimore, Maryland, two people was killed and many was injured. And, you know, some of them are critical in the hospital where the gun violence, the escalation of it, where people are killing their own folks, white folks killing black folks. You know, at one time, you know, we didn't, the white folks had, you know, power about having weapons, gun weapons and all that. Black folks couldn't have it. So now black folks got weapons, and now they want to have, so the white folks want to have bigger weapons. So it's all about killing us and all about black killing each other. That's what it's all about. That's why they want to keep the those assault weapons in place. They don't want the government to ban those weapons. So we have like over 85,000 Americans each year with trauma, severe injuries, you know, permanent injuries from guns, you know. So, and then we have more than 45,000 Americans died in 2020. So we got an escalation of what's happening with the guns. I mean, they're not toys. People are who get license, you know, a permit to carry one, they're not properly trained, and then they'll have an accident and could be fatal to them when the gun goes off because they don't know nothing about the mechanism of the gun. So they'll shoot their own self, you know, by taking off their holster and then try to put in their glove compartment in the vehicle. I mean, this happened before, and the person gets injured in the hospital for a long, long time. So you deal with that, and then you and people go out there and just want to start something with you. You're driving in your vehicle, and you know, somebody just look at your heart and then do a road race and start shooting at your vehicle. So you deal with all kinds of instances, scenarios when, involving guns, and it should not be tolerated. But you have these racist white folks that support violence. They always had these weapons. I mean, anything that has to do with guns, violence, knives, or whatever, you know, they support that. They want black folks to eliminate themselves. They can't stand us, you know, and so we have to fight against the raccoons, or what you want to call them, some of the black folks that sell us out, and these white people. It's so much anxiety and increases. It's a health crisis dealing with the gun violence. It's a health crisis when you're talking about a lot of anxiety and running your blood pressure up. When you go out the door, you don't know whether you're going to come back alive. You don't know whether your loved one, your wife, your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter, you know, so you don't know when they're coming back alive, because now, where this country is now, the state of the nation, where you got these white wing extremist governors want to take our rights away, and they're doing it right now as we speak. You know, they have plans to get rid of us physically and mentally, take us off the history books, you know, with the various public schools, banning black history, and then the LGBT group or whatever. This attack on everybody, black, indigenous folks. So we're dealing with that. We're dealing with a situation in Florida, and NAACP warned people, do not come in this state. It is bad for you because the fact it is dangerous, because Ron DeSantis, the governor, is allowing people in Florida state to carry a weapon and use the weapon without a permit. So you got these folks, it happened to me over a month ago where this white guy had shot at some a black youth just walking down the street. He was in his car and he shot at them. Well, I don't know if he shot them, let me take that back. But it's what that he pulled his weapon out. The judge pat him on the back and didn't charge him anything, not discharging the weapon, not attempting to kill these kids. So he's, you know, he never served one day in jail. So you got instances where folks getting killed and did nothing but just knock on the door. We talked about that before, knocked on someone's door. And so it's just unfortunate where a person will get killed or severely injured for doing that, being a black person. We're in danger at all costs. So I don't knock on folks' doors. You know what I'm saying? It's just really bad that nothing's being done, because this is what white supremacy wants. They don't want no gun laws whatsoever. They wanted it back some years ago in the 60s, you know, when black people were armed. And so National Rifle Association, they wasn't having that. So they wanted gun laws then, but now, you know, now it's different. They want every white person, and the men, the women, and the children with AK-47s and AR-15s. It's just horrific what's going on. So moving forward, I want to talk about this air quality. Some people aren't paying attention. I don't know. I mean, no matter where you live in this country, in this state in Michigan or various states, the poor air quality, it's the real sad thing. It came from wildfires from Canada, and Detroit ended up being the second worst in the entire country and the world. The air quality was just so poor. When I drove one day last week, it was unbelievable what I was seeing. And when I went to an eye doctor, I heard I actually smelled something really terrible. And at the clinic, and then when the eye doctor saw me, he says, "You know that wildfires affecting us from Canada." He said, "I smell something really bad." And at that time, as I was going to the doctor's office, I had also smelled something prior to him mentioning it to me. So we're not really paying attention. It's the entire earth, not just Michigan, but across the country, Chicago, New York. We going on. What's happening is man-made climate change. Folks, I believe it's man deliberately setting these wildfires, and it's destroying our air quality. It's causing, you know, respiratory issues, death. It's just horrific. So we got to pay attention and make sure that it's not just one state, one country. It's in the entire world what's happening. And for us to be on that list way up high, you know, Detroit, still wear my mask, you know, in situations if I'm outside or whatever, because if some people have issues with their respiratory, you know, their lungs when they go out, but it's all related to the air quality. So we must get up on that. And definitely get on board and make sure that the government, you know, fight for climate change and preventing this sort of thing with this wildfires in California and some other places as well. So we're just moving forward with that, hopefully, you know, because it's all about life, you know, preservation of life with that. And then I want to say this about State of the Nation. We're dealing with the Trump politicians attacking, going on with the whiteness, with white people, how it all started, say, around the 17th century, when it came down how, you know, white folks started labeling them being white, you know what I mean? It's, you know, basically was the tool to oppress people of color. So if you had white skin, you was going to be treated better. So we're dealing with this right now in the 21st century. You know, we had enslavement. We still got it as far as I'm concerned. And we were enslaved, and we were hung. Like you mentioned before, we were hung. So we were being murdered for no reason at all, just based on the color of our skin. And so what they have now in place is laws that they can do that, the stand your ground laws and all that, where they can actually kill a person and say, oh, well, they came after me, or Karen called the police, and then the police killed the black man because she said she was attacked, all this other stuff. So they got in place laws to kill us right in the 21st century. Nothing has changed what's going on with our life. It's always a fight for our survival, you know, when it comes down to this whiteness with these Trump Republicans and how they're, you know, destroying this country, claiming that the election in 2020 was stolen, and, you know, Trump did all that. And over 10,000 people came to the U.S. Capitol. All the white folks down there, and they had the Trump sign. They had Confederate. And as far as I'm concerned, the American flag is the Confederate flag in their eyes. They had all that, and 2,000 of them white folks busted up in the Capitol, over 2,000 of them. Now, if we were black and busted in the Capitol, we'd be all, it'd been a bloodbath. All of us would have been gone, Reverend Pena. Every last one of us. Them folks, if you ever seen any videos or photos of all, they was like sardines. None of them had masks on or anything like that. They was out to kill. And what they were doing, it was unbelievable. And as far as I'm concerned, it wasn't enough folks being charged and convicted. You got over 10,000 people were out there participating, but you got less than that, less than 1,000, I believe, who actually was charged and convicted. So, and then what the problem is now, this is a state of the nation, I call it, the problem is now is that these people who participated have won the election as a representative of their state. So this, we're talking about these mega folks, Make America Great Again. Ignorant folks, that they call us ignorant, call us monkeys, and call us everything. They show their cards. That's who, those white people are the most ignorant and dangerous in this entire world. If black folks is doing what they're doing, they're copying off of them. We didn't start this mess. We brought here in this country unwillingly. But it's unfortunate what's going on continuously across the world, how these white people are against color, indigenous folks, you name it. They're attacking everybody that ain't, that's not white. Asian folk, Asian guy, he went to, he lived in America, and he was going to step, moving step to own a house. And they have a law, I believe it was Florida, where he can't buy a home based on his race. Now, we done been through that. We still going through it now. Well, you know, we being denied for loans. We were denied adequate housing. Welcome to our world. We've been there, done that, still doing it. Still being denied. So for all these folks that looked at the side because they was, had the white skin and all that, they dealing with the same stuff we dealing with. They not getting killed like us. But you better rest assured some of them don't have family members because they was murdered, too, by a white supremacist. But I don't know. So white folks, they got the white privilege, the whiteness where they can get a fine home. They can get loans. They can do hideous crimes and get away with it. Donald Trump, they've done some hideous crimes, insurrection, and claiming it was a steal, and that he won. And so he was there. He was out there to kill folk. That's what he was doing, and he's still talking about this, the steal. So he did all that and called his folk, and they were killing masses of people across this country. And he has not been convicted of one crime. All, you know, with the documents still in classified documents, claiming that was mixed up in his clothes. That's how I got over there where he lived in in Florida. All these lies. White folks have always been liars. They lived a lie. For centuries, they have lied about our history. Right to this day, they act as if we had no positive contribution whatsoever. It's all the white man, white Jesus, blue eyes. And if you say something about how could Jesus be white and blue eyes, they'll have a fit. They want to kill you. And don't mention about don't mention about any Egyptian queens and kings. They, you know, they ain't trying to hear that. You know, it ain't. It's all about them. I tell you what they who they are. They're, I would call them fiends, devils. You know, because the thing is, they claim they're so positive, yet you want to have masses of weapons to take people out. It's, and they cause a civil war. That's what they're doing. They done did a couple of them. They're going to continue doing it because Trump is his cycle. He's a psychopath, and he's still claiming he won the election. So these folks still want him. They want to pile up at the Washington, D.C. and saying, he, you know, he deserves to be up in there, and they're going to do everything they can. They've loaded their guns for years. They have loaded. Mm-hmm. They got every weapon known to man. You know, it's just sick. So we just have to keep fighting. I know it's real stressful for a lot of us, you know, and about the air quality and a lot of other things that's plaguing us, this toxic air, and knowing that it hit us home, you know, with our travels, people need to be safe, you know, roll their windows up while they're driving. Just be mindful of your surroundings. I'm asking folks to do that because, you know, Florida right now, you know, they can have guns. There's other states as well as Florida where you can carry a gun without a permit. So you got all kind of crazy folk and everybody else. They don't have gun restrictions. And we just have to continuously fight. But there are laws in place that is against us. And it's not just the Sanders. He's got his fans. He's a very sick man because he's got white skin. He's supposed to be Hispanic. But them are kind of Hispanics that say on their application that they're white.
Yeah.
So he, as far absolutely. As I'm concerned, he's the enemy. So we just have to keep on fighting and keep on praying because we got these folks that got these weapons that can take a lot of folk out. And all I say is protect your family and watch your back.
Amen. All right. Hey, you know what? That is tremendous. But, yeah, let us stay focused. Let's do what we're supposed to do. That way we don't have to worry about them because they're not going to help us. There's nothing they're going to do to help us. Everything we do, though, we got to go through them. Black folks don't own stuff anymore like we used to. Black folks don't have that ambition. But we got to stay focused, make sure that we're doing the things that we need to do for our children. You see, this is where we drop the ball. Our children is the most important weapon that we have, and they know it. So what they're doing, their job right now is destroy our children. You know, we got our children. We got all kind of little problems. But we have to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to. Once we realize that we build this foundation for our children, we can't do nothing but grow. And I think that's the most important thing. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on. You are one tremendous young lady, and I'm so proud to know a person like you. But if that
thank
10
you.
Born would have ran up on you, it would have been a whole different story. You know? See, I already know that, you know, sometimes you might let somebody go. But if you would have ran up over you, he would have got his butt flowing. Whether you were at the school board meeting or whether you came to your guard, if he came to your guard, I know you probably went over there and locked the gate so he couldn't get out.
You know, beat me. I'm from the hood.
Let me see. Hold on for a second. Let me go over here and lock this gate so that way you can't run. You know,
I'm from the hood. You know, we're getting real tired right now with these folk out here. That I just say this real quick before I get off. That you know, they done took our land, they done took our culture, and everything. They stole everything from us. You know, and then we're supposed to roll over and play dead. But we some fighters. Because we still standing, Reverend Pinckney. And if the folks don't want to work with us, they want to work with the white supremacists, then let them move on forward. We just replace them with some real black folks that love their people.
Absolutely. And you know, that's what we have to do. We can't let them stop us. See, white folks think, you know, we're more that we really like them. We want to be like them.
Right.
And we'll do anything that they tell us to do. And we'll do everything for money. See, We do have people motivated by money, but not by humanity. You see, when you don't understand your mission, then you're like a trendborn and all this kind of stuff.
That's right.
But here's what's important. This is important too. You know, we have the symbol of Year War. It was such a major hit, and that's why we're going to kick it off August 1st. The vote's going to begin, and we have the mayor here. He's been nominated for the third straight year as the symbol of the year. Then we have this guy named Ron Singleton, the one who stole the radio station. We have him, you know. Also, this guy's stealing money from the city of Benton Harbor. He getting lieutenant pay when he retired. He was a police officer, and he was like Barney Fifes, you know. Barney Fifes, he get him, you know, they only would give him one bullet, you know, because he was just that type. They only wanted to give him one bullet. And see this symbol, this is identifying people all over the world in the country, because now people understand sellouts, you know. And then those three, we have the mother and the son once again, Dwayne Seeks and his mama, Marlena Seeks. We got them. Because they're like a package deal. You can't nominate one without the other. You see, we got this creature. This preacher, he's guarding the marijuana places here, and then get up on Sunday and preach the gospel. I mean, what kind of mess is that? You know.
Well, a lot of them do that, and a lot of them are devils out here.
That's what I'm saying, because they're not preachers. They're not ministers. They're not men of God. They do that. You know. So that's kind of important. That you know that, but just because somebody else do it, that don't mean that you should do it. You see,
right?
That's just like if you go out and shoot somebody. Do that mean that you should go out and shoot somebody? Absolutely not.
That's right.
But that's the mentality that we have. Also, here's something important too. We nominated Trenton Bowen for the Sambo of the Year Award. He's going to give Muhammad a run for his money because this boy's a real Sambo. When I talk about a sample, this boy's a sample, you know. And he has kissed more butts than anybody probably in the state of Michigan, because he's a professional butt. And that's a true statement. That's not false. That's because that's what he do, and that's his history, you know. Then we have this girl named Sharon Henderson. She's been on the she's an elected official. She's been on the commission for many years. But also another Whirlpool supporter, another butt kisser, but they think the little tools and fuse that they get is more important than the future of our children. You see, that's how they think, and it's unfortunate.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
You know, I was just thinking, Reverend Pinkney. See, the issue that I'm having that these corporate giants, these millionaires and billionaires. They spend the money any kind of way they want. They got money to play around with. You know, they got money to go on submarines, pay $200,000 per person, and then they don't end up coming up to get breathed air. But my point is, they're not paying taxes. We have to pay taxes. But people was in the submarine that no longer here, and then the government said that the rescuers, and part of the government was involved in the rescue team, saying that the company that owned that submarine, that the failed submarine trip down 9,000 feet below, and they said they don't have to pay any money. Really? But we got to pay. Trust me, somebody going to pay, and it's the taxpayers is going to pay for their deaths that happened. And every time they have rescues for these folks who go on these adventurous events, whatever, just put mountains, or in the water, or whatever, the taxpayers got to pay. Why we got to pay everything for folks who already are billionaires? They made the choice to do what they did. So it's sad, but it happens. But the thing is, it's continues like Whirlpool and all these other corporate. They did they Are they supplying jobs for the black people in the community?
Not.
No.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you, over 90% poor, they ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that,
you can't fight for somebody that ain't fighting for you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
This is why we have to stand up for each other, and we have to stand up for the women and children. You see, and to me,
mm-hmm.
that's important. That's why the Sambo of the Year Award is so important. We got this Judge Mayfield. She's what we call the baby snatcher. They call her the baby snatcher here. And what she do, she sees black kids. See, that's one of the biggest money-making things they are, snatching children and giving them to them, putting them in foster care. That's a money-making.
You know, I already know about that when I had that demonstration.
Yeah.
Remember that? In Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
It's still going on across the nation.
Yeah. And see, but that's important, Marcina, because it's so important that people identify with these people. You take their job, they're getting paid to help you, but they're also getting paid to destroy you and your family. So that's how that is. You know, and I don't have no respect for her, none. You know, and walk around here, she thinks she's one of these white folks. She thinks they love her. They don't love her. It's just a matter of all
no, they don't love her.
And they got her butt. All she has to do is make one slip up, and they got her. And they waiting on her. You know, that's why they don't give her nothing hard to do. Just give her something to do where she don't have to come back. So, you know, and that's Judge Mayfield herself, one of the lowest people on. And they got some low. They done had some horrible judges there, the Dennis wife.
Mm-hmm.
But only ask this. One other thing, the last person that's been nominated, you got until July 15th to nominate somebody for the Sambo of the Year Award. We got our police, chief of police here who's not worth a nickel. You can't even call the police here. You can't even go to the police station and make a police report here in Benton Harbor. You can't do it. The other day, Emma went to the police department to talk to the guy. The guy said he's too busy and ain't doing it. He's back there eating lunch.
They don't want to have no police report. They don't want no record of it.
No.
They don't want you to make a police report.
They don't do nothing, no way. People get shot.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even want to call the police department because they ain't coming. They might come 30, 40 minutes later.
They'll come and say some white person got shot.
Oh, man. They almost before he gets shot. You know, but when it comes to black people,
be over there in the
black people don't say that. Black people think it's okay, you know. It's not okay. It's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but we have to tell them it's not okay. And until
right.
we tell
exactly.
them, it's going to continue just like this. And Monsignor, we got to get better.
Mm-hmm.
We
got
to get better, Monsignor. It's, you know, if
it's
we don't
much.
Get better,
it's killing
none
us.
Of this, you know,
it's a health crisis going on.
Yeah.
It's a health escalation of crime, and economically we at the bottom of the totem pole. White folks is increasing and living in fine homes, fine cars, great jobs, all that above. So we already know the disparity, economics, and everything. We at the bottom, and it's designed that way, and it has continued, and we have not fought because everybody's thinking for themselves. As long as they
That's
got
right.
making money, they don't want to hear nothing about the community.
And the thing is, over 100 million dollars came through this little bitty town, and $100 million went out of this town to all white folks.
Right.
Black folks,
where the money at?
Not a dime. They didn't achieve a dime of this money, and not a single black person spoke up and said a mumbling word. And then they cry like babies we ain't got this. We ain't got this
then
because
the money.
You won't. They ain't gonna, look, I ain't gonna speak up because it's called buck breaking. They done broke this community.
Mm-hmm.
They done broke this community, and this is why this community in this compromising position today. It's a shame. It's disgraceful. But we got to move on. But listen, time's up.
Yeah.
I got to let you go.
All right.
Love
okay,
you all.
Take care now. Thank you so much.
Don't forget about tomorrow, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock goes
right.
and didn't get up today. It's the first person call, first person get in tomorrow. See you all tomorrow,
okay,
1 o'clock.
Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself.
Right.